Hey, Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. I was thinking about grandparents coming to the studio today and how so many of you are kind of parenting again, kind of the overtime parenting, you know, during this time of March Madness here with basketball and thinking about overtime. And maybe you're feeling that way. Been kind of madness and now you're in overtime as a parent. And the question is, how are you being intentional in raising those grandkids? You know, we've got young grandparents that are just starting out on this journey, standing in the gap for their grandkids, and they're looking for some help. They're looking for some hope and encouragement, and I think you could offer it to them. So let us know. You can call us live and leave your comment on our comment line, because today is the Best of Intentional Living program from our archives, and the calls are all set. So all you need to do is call 888-888-1717 and leave your comment today. Boy, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 888-888-1717. I just want to say as we get into the show today, God bless you. If you're a grandparent standing in the gap for your grandkids, what a privilege, what a blessing to be able to do that. I know it's tiring. Maybe you didn't expect it, but boy, do you and I need to be intentional when that happens, because it is an important thing to do. You know, earlier in the month, since this is part two of this series, we started off the show with Rose, where she and her husband, can you believe it, were adopting seven grandchildren. Maybe this will give you some hope. Take a listen again.
Dr. Randy, this is Rose from New Mexico. Me and my husband just got married about 8 months ago, and I'm going to be 62. He's going to be 64. Make a long story short, his daughter had drug issues. All her kids ended up foster care. We are in the process of adopting seven grandchildren, and I've never had children before, and it's been a long time for my husband, and we're also newly married, so I was just wondering if anybody out there would have any helpful hints on adoption issues with kids and all of that.
Wow. Seven grandchildren, never having children before, and you're 62 years old. That's like going from 0 to 60 in a Chevy Chevette. Anybody remember a Chevy Chevette? Grandparents. That's why I put that out there, because it would, grandparents would remember. How do you get from 0 to 60 in a Chevette in right now? Okay, that was Rose. She represents so many people we hear from in one fashion or another. Grandparents were saying, help. How do I be intentional in raising my grandchildren? So let's go to the live calls here. Tim, we're going to start with you in Michigan today. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate it. What would you say to Rose and others? What's your experience?
You know, first of all, I would say, you know, as in everything else, God first and foremost. We, my wife and I, have adopted four of our grandchildren now. Mm. Our eldest daughter passed away about 12 years ago, and we adopted a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And our youngest daughter has struggled with mental health all her life, so we adopted two of her children, too, when they were just babies, both of them. So we have a 5-year-old boy, an 8-year-old girl, a 16-year-old daughter, and an 18-year-old daughter.
Wow, that's quite a... Now, this isn't something you thought would ever be part of your life, probably, early on, did you?
You know, we're not hoping, but with the drug issues, it was always something that was kind of, you know what I mean, in the back of the mind out there.
Exactly.
But, you know, when the day finally happened, when things, you know, came to make decisions on things, it was not even a decision, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God has always been good, and because we continue to be as faithful as we can be to Him, you know, He's blessed us greatly through this. We couldn't imagine what our lives would look like when we, you know, first entered the process of adopting all the grandchildren, and it's not always been easy, but boy... have we been blessed.
Mm.
I mean, just blessed beyond all measure. And it's harder, you know, a little bit harder sometimes when it's older, but God never gives us anything, you know, a job that He set before us without the tools to do it.
Yeah. So what are some practical things you'd say to others who are following your footsteps?
Well, the first practical things I would say is that, is in everything else, you know, make it a daily practice is hopefully did with the young family. We did that, you know, pray together, read together, do the things as a family together, make sure God's first, you know, and all our grandchildren belong to Jesus. Their hearts belong to Jesus now, and they just love Him, and we could not ask for anything more. Mm-hmm. You know, they're raising up children or grandchildren, you know, with eternity in mind is the most important thing. And that's just worked out fantastically, as it should. In fact, just to all bragging, our 18-year-old granddaughter, the oldest one that we adopted, is actually the salutatorian in the class this year. So, you know.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well. But as far as practical advice, as far as dealing with states and legalities and all that kind of things, I guess my best advice would be is that, you know, pray hard and do not be discouraged, because it's an awful thing to work against all the time, and it seems like you're working against a lot of things in order to adopt children. And it doesn't seem like it should be that hard, but it is. And to just take things one day at a time and never give up, and pretty soon you'll be looking on the backside of it. You know, this is not a road that my wife and I would have chose, you know, or anybody would choose, I would think. But you know, that being said, as long as we continue to be faithful to God, He has just continued to bless us above and beyond.
Fantastic. So, hey, Tim, thank you for your call from Michigan. You keep it up, my friend.
All right, my brother. Hey, have a good day.
Thank you. I'm glad you're listening. We're going to go to Danielle in a moment, New Mexico. Her grandmother adopted her when she was 5. We'll see how that turned out. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Remember when tying a string around your finger helped remind you of something? Well, it's not a thing anymore since that one guy ruined it for the rest of us.
That's really tight. I can't feel my finger anymore. Help!
That's why at the Intentional Living Store, you can get your own wristband. It's a physical reminder that the intentional life is lived one right thing at a time. And when you use that wristband, the Power of One Thing book, and the free online Intentional One Thing Challenge, you'll go from good intentions to developing transformational habits. TheIntentionalLife.com.
Right now is the perfect time to book your summer cruise, because the cabins on the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise are going fast. Book yours today at theintentionallife.com. Get away and grow closer to God in Alaska. Enjoy your very own cabin on board a Holland America first-class cruise ship, and be encouraged with insight from Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living.
There's so much wisdom to be learned and gained with Intentional Living, and that's what it is.
We have been blessed to be married 34 years, and we really think that it's time for just a little refresher.
You'll also join in worship with special guest Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave. But God, rich in mercy. The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
You know, it's going to be a great week, June 12th through 19th. Big Daddy Weave, you just heard an excerpt from one of his songs. He's going to be leading us in worship all week long, putting on a concert. I get a chance to be sharing about intentional living, the power of intentional living. Evan Carlson, our ministry president, will be teaching as well. And we do encourage you to get your cabin now. This is certainly the month to do it. Coming up June 12th, go to theintentionallife.com. And you know, who's this for? We've got married couples coming. We've got singles who are coming. We have some families who are coming. And it's going to be appropriate for each of you as we talk about the power of intentional living, how it relates to relationships, to your personal life, to your family. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of positive experiences together. So if you don't have your cabin yet, I can encourage you to do so today. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. God has a unique plan for our children despite us, which I'm thankful for. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. Abraham had two sons. One was named Isaac, the other Ishmael. And when Sarah demanded that her maidservant Hagar's and Abraham's son Ishmael leave the camp, the story sort of fell over. Yet, as God so often does, the story was only beginning. It says in Scripture that God spoke up and said, "I will turn the son of the maidservant into a nation also." God writes the story of our lives through His grace. Don't write off your children too soon. Or maybe you grew up in a home where your parents didn't encourage you, didn't prepare you for the future. God has something very special for you. The story of your life is not over, even though your parents didn't help write the story for you. Live your life intentionally today.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Today we're talking about grandparenting. It's overtime, kind of double overtime parenting. And it started with Rose, who called and really is concerned. She's 62, married to a husband, 64, newlyweds, just 8 months married, daughter on drugs, and are ready to adopt 7 grandchildren and said, "Help, What do you think? And you all been calling. So let's go. Let's keep on with Danielle, who's on the other side of this equation. It says here, Danielle, you were adopted by your grandmother.
Yes. When I was 5, she adopted me. My grandfather and grandmother both adopted me when I was 5. My mother and birth father were both mentally ill, and they were unable to care for kids, and they just got overwhelmed. And my grandmother decided to step in, and she had to make a really life-changing decision. And she thought it over, and she chose me over her old age. And I got to tell you that it was the best thing that I could have ever asked for. And I want to encourage these older seniors that are, these grandparents that are taking in their dear grandchildren, that there will be some times when you doubt yourself and you think, oh my gosh, what did I do? How good of a parent am I becoming? Will it happen again to these children that I adopted, my own grandchildren? What happened to my daughter and my son? And it isn't true. It's simply a matter of putting love first and having a really strong Christian background, really putting forth your culture and really, really diving in as a family. And my grandmother, for all intensive purposes, went towards that goal. And I'm here today, and I'm already turning 50 this year. And let me tell you, it was the best thing that I could have ever asked for. Thank God for grandparents.
I heard some emotion in your voice, Danielle, as you talked about your grandparents.
Yes.
How meaningful was that to you personally?
She's been gone 4 years now. She passed away, and she was my best friend. I mean, we got along really well, and she protected me against some things that came up with my birth parents. They wanted to be in and out of my life, and they caused a lot of intentional pain. But my grandmother, she protected me, and she really stuck to her side of the bargain. She was a real parent, you know, and she was a really, she put out all that love out there. You know, she didn't allow me to suffer for any intensive purposes, you know. She put out herself 100%, and she doubted herself sometimes, you know, and I kept telling her, you're doing a great job. And I'm here to say that the grandkids will be very, very grateful. Very grateful, because they have a home and they have love, and that's what they need. That's what they need.
Amen. Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate your call. That's the other side of the equation. That's the view from a 50-year-old who was adopted at 5, looking back 45 years, tears still. So grandma and grandpa, we're not worn out completely yet, right? Okay, Iwana is on the line in Arizona. And Iwana, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Mostly is I just wanted to make sure they're older, you know, and I'm 69. I took in my kids. I adopted them actually 3 years ago. Wow. But I had them all of their life since they were infants. At one at a time as they were born, they came into my family because their siblings is my two granddaughters, older. And took them in after their mother was on drugs, and they were all born with drugs in their system. Those drugs create problems.
Yes.
And, you know, with maybe ADHD, one was born with asthma really bad. She had to get on the machine 5-6 times a day sometimes. I was working at the time, so it was really hard at the time at the start. These people say that hopefully we retired. That's great because the children take a lot of time, and 7 of them, I can't even imagine, but if they were born with drugs in their system, if that drugs create problems, just want to tell them there's a lot of resources out there to help the older people raise these grandkids. You just have to reach out. Yeah. A lot of state agencies help, but if they adopt with subsidy, then the state sends them money for each child every month. I mean, it's not a lot, but, you know, when you don't have a lot of money to raise these kids on, every little bit helps.
A little bit is a lot. So your kind of intentional perspective on this is make sure, understand, again, expectations. And if there's been drugs involved, that we all kind of know that has an impact on kids who are born with that in the system. but also that there's maybe help available. The state that you live in may have resources to support you and help you as you've adopted that child. So that's a good reminder. I want to appreciate your call. How old are your grandchildren now?
14, 15, and almost 16. They're all just changing.
And you're 69. How are you doing?
Right. I have a bad back, but they understand all this. They know what's going on, and I love them dearly. And they're all good kids, but one thing they were talking about earlier, get them into a church, keep them into church, keep them under the word that a good person can tell them the right word. You know, there's only one way to heaven, and Jesus Christ is the only way.
It's good.
You know, just be there for them all the time. It's not a long, short-term contract they're making. It's a long term.
Good reminder. It's a long-term contract. Thank you, Iwana, which raises a caller that called in just from Kansas, I think, and was just questioning, making sure that the motives are right, you know, when you're adopting your grandchildren. And it talks about intentions and expectations again. And I think that most of us as grandparents, our intentions would be good, but be realistic and understand, why am I doing this, and what are my motives? I'm being realistic, and I have clear expectations. You're not going to be able to answer all those questions. Love is love, and you got to step out, and God love those of you who are doing it. You know, the stats are what? 2.6 million children in the United States are being raised exclusively by grandparents, and millions more where the grandparents are in the home and stepping in for the parents, maybe providing care during the day or in other ways, really helping out and beyond just what we might call typical grandparenting, you know. So God love you for doing that. If you just joined us, it started with Rose. She called from New Mexico. She said, help, I'm newlywed, 8 months, 62 years old, 64-year-old husband, daughter on drugs, never had kids, and now ready to adopt 7 grandchildren. You know, what do you say? Let's take another call. Let's go to Phyllis in Michigan. Phyllis, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Harrelson.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Well, I would say prayer and journaling your issues that you have with each child so that, you know, with 7 grandchildren, I've just taken custody of a granddaughter, and we've ran into a problem already. The first 3 days, she ran away. So it's a different angle for me, but to have multiple children like that, I think, you know, God puts us in the places where we're needed the most. That's my belief. And for her to have a heart that she could open up her home to these 7 grandchildren is just, it's miraculous to me.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know, but you don't want to take and not do something or try to help those children. And I empathize with her and her husband because they're just newly married themselves in the age that I'm 63 the end of this month. So, but you have to try. You open a home so that they're not given to strangers or, you know, whatever the purpose of God planting us in this position.
Yeah.
But that's all I could say. I would really say prayer and journaling, if that, you know, so that you can do each day what steps you're taking,
yeah,
and just build upon those.
Very powerful. Know. That's true. You know, and, Phyllis, we talk about, you know, getting legal help and making sure those things are covered, but the motivation still comes from I love God and I love my grandchildren and I got to step in. Somebody's got to help here. But the realistic side or the expectational side is making sure that the expectations are met. One basic question I would ask a grandparent, if you're 64 years old, Rose, and you're ready to step in, is what if something happens to you? In other words, making sure that you're putting into place the kinds of things that will protect those grandchildren if something were to happen to you. And I think that message comes through as well. Okay, thank you for your call, Phyllis. We'll be back. I got Philip standing by with some encouragement. We'll get to that in a couple minutes.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
If we don't keep Scripture at the center of what we do, we've missed the point. We need to be reading, studying, meditating, and sharing Scripture. It is essential to our growth in our life in Christ. Anything other than that may be good, but we're only half lit.
That's an excerpt from the teaching on Miles and Moments of Life from Intentional Living. And right now, I'm asking, inviting those of you who want to be a part of this journey of intentional living. You believe in this message, it resonates in your heart, and you want to take that step to be intentional in support of the ministry. As a way of saying thank you and to encourage you, talking about marriage today, I want to send you our best-selling book from Intentional Living, Starved for Affection. It's a book that I wrote that really has a lot of meat in it, focusing on how do you develop affection in your marriage? How are you affecting each other in a godly way? How can you have more love and respect in your marriage? It's a book that has, frankly, gotten some tremendous reviews from people who have read it over the last few years and have reported back how it's impacted their marriage. And we'd love to get it to you. Maybe you can share it with someone else. So as you join in monthly support with Intentional Living, we'll be getting that to you, plus the teaching, Miles and Moments of Life. That'll come to you as an email, both audio and video. Just come to theintentionallife.com, and when you're there, click on the donate button. Join us in support. Your monthly support, $1 a day or more, will go a long ways to impact people. Again, go to theintentionallife.com, and God bless you. Thank you for your support for Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
If you joined us, missed any part of the program, and just joining us now, we're talking about grandparenting. When you're stepping into the gap for your grandkids, and Rose, who's stepping in now at 62 years old, never having grandchildren, with a daughter on drugs and adopting 7 grandchildren, wanting help, and you've been helping. So let's get Philip on, who's next in Arizona. Thank you for waiting, Philip. Go right ahead. You're on the
air. You're welcome. I want to encourage them, because I'm actually was her daughter, so to speak, I guess, because I was a son on drugs and whatever else. My parents ended up taking, thank God they did not end up having to go the whole wing of adoption, because praise the Lord, I got them back now. But there was a time for like 4, 5, 6 years that I was in prison, and they had to take care of them.
So you were in prison, you had drugs in prison, and your parents stepped up for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was the best thing for those kids, because if they did not, they would have been lost in the state. And now the kids had, while I was in the prodigal son stages of my life, the kids had a stable environment, and they were with people they knew.
Yeah.
And Christian, mom and dad, or grandma and granddad, taking the place for mom and dad.
Mm.
So I want to give them a Galatians 6:9. Don't grow weary in doing good. In due time, if you don't lose heart, you will reap what you sow. I might have messed up the scripture up a little bit, but
you did great.
6:9.
How are you doing, Philip? 5 years in prison. You said you're restoring the lost years.
Trying. I mean, that's a little difficult though, because the enemy likes to bring up guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes with my mom a little bit, times there was guilt, because she was not going the rate of being a parent again. She raised 4 of her own, and then having to. But being patient with the Lord, it's actually done a lot better, and I'm actually doing good now. Just recently got married, and I'm about to be getting a house.
Good for you. Hey, listen, God is a God of restoration. He's a God of restoring. And as the scripture talks about restoring those years that the locusts have eaten, it's a word picture of, we can have wasted years. And let's face it, you don't have to go to prison to have wasted years. there's a lot of people going off to work and living life, and they're wasting their lives. So the fact that you have been at the bottom, as it were, Philip, and now saying, hey, I'm on this track of restoring my life, you know what's important, you know what's valuable, and you can call in and share that. We applaud that, and we're going to be praying for you, my friend, on this journey back to wholeness, and we pray that it'll be a great success for you, for your family.
I appreciate it, and just one thing I want to tell them, don't give up. They're doing good. Mm-hmm. I know their ages are a little bit higher than my parents were, but I mean, the Lord gives them their energy and their strength, so mm-hmm. just don't give up. Keep up the good work.
Amen. God does give us the strength, doesn't he? That's where it comes from. Hey, do we have time? Jacqueline in Arizona with some encouragement. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
I am a great-grandmother, was blessed with three great-grandbabies to raise. I adopted them last year. I've had them now for going on 3 years. And it was only by the grace of God that we were brought back together and I was able to receive them. God has so blessed us in so many ways. Not only them, they, as people say they're blessed. No, I'm blessed. God knew what he was doing when he blessed me with my babies now. They're my babies, my children. And I just want to tell all the, I know nowadays mostly grandparents are raising children, even some great-grandparents, that as long as we put God first in our life, we can see miracles every day with our grandbabies. Mm-hmm. And our great-grandbabies, and those that are we just have to, or we feel like we have to take in because we want them loved and taken care of the way God would have them taken care of.
You know, that's a great-grandmother who I was thinking is really a great-grandmother. And so thank you for sharing that story. I mean, God bless you standing in the gap. I heard someone share a statistic, a research study that mentioned that the most influential person in a child's life is often the grandparents. And I was thinking, boy, that's true. I mean, because grandparents have some wisdom and some time, where the parents sometimes are busy, and in these cases, maybe not even present in the lives of their precious grandchildren. So God love you, Grandma and Grandpa, for standing in the gap. Whatever you're doing, you know, it's an important thing to do, and God bless you for it. Hey, if you'd like to share a story today or respond to what you've heard today or find out more about the ministry, go to our website, theintentionallife.com. Be on this journey with us. It's a life-changing message. Or you can call and leave your comment at 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.